Hi, so can you introduce yourself for us?
Yeah, this is Adrian Borgia from the band Brides.
Okay, what made you want to become a musician?
I don't think there was a particular moment. There wasn't a, specific event where I saw something or heard something and decided, oh, this is what I'm gonna do. I just sort of fell into it, and I haven't really found anything better to do with my time, so here we are.
As a fellow musician, I can relate. Did you play any instruments in high school?
I played, I mean, originally I wanted to play bass, but we only had a guitar in the house growing up. So, acoustic guitars. Eventually I got an electric guitar. At last I did get a bass. Played a little bit of drums since. I've always played a variety of instruments.
Oh, so we're the same in that aspect. I play multiple instruments too, so.
Yeah, I sort of ended up having to just having to do it if I wanted to get something done. Like,
Yeah, one man band.
yeah, it wasn't a plan, but
It happens. What accomplishments do you see yourself having in the next 5 to 10 years?
Stay alive
Yeah, me too.
would be practical, I think.
Yes.
I'm not really the type to go, oh, I want to achieve this.
You just go with your go with the flow type of person.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah.
I will have, I'll have plans, but they're not
Not
that
like,
far.
yeah, not that far out.
Yeah, let's just
Yeah.
see if I wake up tomorrow,
So, what are your plans for tomorrow?
I don't know yet. I'll figure it out.
You'll find out eventually. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll think about that when I wake up, if I wake up.
If you wake up, oh gosh.
You never know.
Yeah, you're true. You do never know. What do you have any hobbies or interests outside of music?
Well, yes and no, I suppose. I mean, it's kind of a full-time thing. It's not like I just clock in and clock out.
Yeah.
So even if I'm just sitting around staring at the wall, I am thinking about something. I'm planning something, just writing in my head. But psychology and philosophy has always been major interests.
Who's your favorite
So
philosopher?
I don't know. I mean, that's kind of difficult to answer
True.
because,
Yeah, there's so many.
if I say, oh, this guy, then that might suggest that this is someone where I agree with everything he says, and that
True, true.
certainly the case. But I tend to lean towards existentialism. So Albert Camus, Nietzsche, Kierkegaard, Choron, that type of thing.
Okay.
Just small things.
What strengths do you have that believe make you a great musician?
Persistence, because I
Yes.
think, particularly in this day and age, no one's fucking making money. Like,
Yeah.
unless you're someone like Taylor Swift or Beyonce, and you got to keep in mind that even Taylor Swift and Beyonce, they have, clothing brands, perfumes, and so on. So, not even those people at that level are really just living purely off of music. So, in a day and age where it is harder to make money, despite being easier than it's ever been to release things and to record things, you do have to have a pretty high level of passion and persistence if you're gonna do the thing in any kind of serious manner.
That's how I found you in the first place, was your advertising on Instagram.
What?
I found you on Instagram, so you're very persistent in putting yourself out there.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to.
Yes. I have to say the Doom Prophets video is my favorite, which is the clapping in the
Yeah, well, send the song, watch, so why
beginning.
not?
Yeah. Yes, true. My coworkers and I, we'll just like randomly do the claps during the middle of the day.
That's great.
Do you have any weaknesses that you're actively trying to improve on in music?
In music?
Yeah.
Well, I think every single artist, no matter what kind of artist you are, whether you're a painter, poet, musician, you're never truly fully satisfied with anything.
Yeah.
So, even if there is a brief moment where you have something close to satisfaction, you're gonna wake up the next day and
Feel like I hate it. I don't want it.
yeah,
I need to change
exactly.
it.
So I guess that could be sort of a weakness. Not the idea of disliking it, but the feeling of that you can always do better and be better and
Like
write better songs.
perfectionism, you would say.
Yeah, but I
Yeah.
mean, on the other hand, it could also be a weakness in the sense of that at some point you do have to let go, because I can sit here and tinker and EQ a kick drum till fucking kingdom come. But if I keep doing that, I'm not going to be able to release anything, so.
Yeah, no, I've been working on this one music piece for like a year and I'm still not happy with it.
Yeah, it's like that sometimes.
Yeah. What is your favorite instrument to play and why? I'm giving you all the hard questions, I'm sorry.
No, the world wants to know.
Yes, the world wants to know.
I'm probably the most comfortable with bass. I don't really know why, but I definitely notice a difference between playing guitar and playing bass, just as far as playing style or maybe level of creativity.
Yeah.
I like fucking around with synths, whether that be software or hardware or modular synths. So,
Yeah. What is it
what
about
do
music
you
that makes you feel passionate?
I mean, there could be so many different aspects to it. I think overall, I mean, I think music is there as something to either make you aware of something that you already knew, but maybe you weren't sure how to articulate, particularly on the listener's part. It is essentially there to enrich your life.
That is definitely true. But I have been going to music therapy for a while, and it's really helpful with like self-expression and stuff when you can't put something into words.
Yeah, exactly.
You just put it into music and just be like, here, listen to this.
Yeah. No,
Describe.
it's a little bit like there's this idea in Jungian psychology where it's called active imagination, where the example given is you paint, for example, but you don't plan what to paint, you just paint through pure intuition, and then after the painting is done, you can look at it and start looking for clues and symbolism. So music can be a little bit in the same way, where a word will fall into my head, I'll think of a sentence, eventually that develops into a full set of lyrics. I might not immediately understand, okay, what is this and why that word and why not this other word,
And then there's bands like System of a Down just puts random words together and creates a smash hit.
I'm sure Terracotta Pie has
Yes.
like a really deep meaning behind
Meaning,
it.
yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
To the average listener, it makes no sense though.
Yeah, but I mean, you never know. You
It's a
really
great
never know.
tongue twister, though. It's a great vocal warm up.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Okay, I'll come on questions. Why aren't you letting? Okay, describe your favorite and least favorite part about being a musician.
I mean, my favorite part is just the creative side, all the little, the small moments of it where you're just sitting around like fiddling on a guitar or pushing keys on a synth or whatever it might be, and seemingly out of nowhere you just stumble upon something that you build upon, and suddenly you have a song and you've just created something out of nothing. So there's definitely that side. And of course, if other people like the thing you've done or find something of value in it, then yeah, that's great too. But at the end of the day, it is just a thing you've got to do for your own satisfaction.
What about your least favorite part?
Probably the promotional marketing
Yeah.
office job side of it all.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
But it is it's a small price to pay. Like, it'd be silly to
Yeah.
like really sit around and complain about that. It's like, imagine being president and complaining about having to wear a tie.
I
It's such a small thing.
if you didn't like advertise your stuff and stuff, I wouldn't have found you. So.
Exactly. And I try to I do all the, like, whether it's promotional videos, artwork, merch designs, whatever, I do all of that myself. So, because I'm a fucking control freak, obviously. So I try to do things in a way where it's exciting for me and hopefully a little bit less boring for anyone who sees it.
Yeah,
Just
but
try it make it look nice, make it look
aesthetically pleasing.
yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
Okay, which instrument is your least favorite to play, and how do you make sure you play it well?
I don't think I have an instrument I don't like playing so far.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, the most important question that I have on here. Are you ready?
Sure.
Pickles or cucumbers, and why?
Cucumbers, because they taste better.
Am offended.
Well, you have every right to be. I mean,
I'm a fickle person, as you can tell.
that's a war crime.
It
Just this. See you in court.
a crime? Okay, specifically, dill pickles are my favorite.
Still,
Still a war crime? That doesn't make it any better.
there's no difference between a small genocide and a big genocide. A genocide is a genocide.
True. But
Yeah.
you're comparing my eating of pickles to a genocide, sir.
Absolutely.
What about smooth or chunky peanut butter?
Don't know. I don't really eat that much peanut butter, so
Yeah.
I do like it. I just don't have any particular preference.
Right, well, thank you for this for your time. This was fun.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.